Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here and welcome back to The Stoic Life, how to build calm confidence. Let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs are small, like forgetting your keys or spilling coffee on yourself. Other times, well, they feel more like getting hit by a truck. Ever feel like the world is just spinning out of control? Like you're caught in a whirlwind of stress and anxiety? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But guess what? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's chaos, had some pretty powerful tools for dealing with those crises. And today, we're diving into one of their most potent weapons, mindfulness. So why mindfulness in the midst of a crisis? Because it's not about ignoring what's happening, it's about changing how you react to it. It's about finding that inner calm amidst the storm, and trust me, that calm can make all the difference. Here are 5 key takeaways on harnessing the power of mindfulness during a crisis. 1. Take a breath. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, when things hit the fan, our bodies go into fight or flight mode. Heart racing, palm sweating, mind racing faster than a cheetah on roller skates. Before you react impulsively, take a few deep breaths. Feel the air entering your lungs, filling you with fresh energy. This simple act can instantly calm your nervous system and help you regain control. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that mental roller coaster. 2. Focus on the present. Crises often make us dwell on the past or worry about the future. We replay every detail, analyze every decision, and imagine worst-case scenarios. But mindfulness is all about anchoring yourself in the present moment. What are you sensing right now? The feel of your feet on the ground, the sound of your breath, the taste of your coffee. By focusing on these tangible experiences, you can break free from that mental spiral and find a sense of peace in the here and now. 3. Acknowledge your emotions. Suppressing your feelings is like trying to hold back a tide. It's not going to work. Mindfulness isn't about denying or ignoring what you're feeling. It's about acknowledging those emotions without judgment, observing them as they arise and pass. You're allowed to feel angry, scared, frustrated. Those are all valid human responses. Just remember, your emotions don't control you. You choose how you react to them. 4. Challenge your thoughts. When a crisis hits, our minds tend to jump to conclusions, often negative ones. This is the end. I can't handle this. Everything is falling apart. Mindfulness encourages us to challenge those thoughts. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? By questioning your assumptions and seeking a more balanced perspective, you can reduce stress and find greater clarity. 5. Practice gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive, but practicing gratitude during a crisis can be incredibly powerful. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones. A warm cup of tea, a supportive friend, the roof over your head. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your mindset and help you find strength and resilience. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, and suddenly your laptop crashes, taking all your slides with it. Panic sets in, right? You start thinking about the consequences, how you'll disappoint everyone, how you'll look incompetent. But if you take a step back and practice mindfulness, you can turn that panic into an opportunity. Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge the frustration, then challenge those negative thoughts. Maybe this is a chance to speak more impromptu, which could actually make your presentation more engaging. Or perhaps it's a reminder to always have backup coppers. You see, by staying present and focusing on solutions, you can navigate that crisis with grace and confidence. So remember, folks, the next time life throws you a curveball, take a deep breath, stay grounded in the present moment, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, challenge those negative thoughts, and practice gratitude for what you have. Because true strength doesn't come from avoiding challenges, it comes from how we face them. Want to share your own mindfulness stories or struggles? Hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, stay calm, stay confident, and keep building that stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.